Some Six Nations residents who call two of the community's long-term care facilities home are still being cared for at facilities off reserve within Haldimand County after flooding that occurred on June 18th. Residents with both Iroquois Lodge and Jay Silverheels Complex had to be evacuated from the facilities after flood damage. Those residents have either been transported to stay with family within Six Nations or at a long-term care facility in Delhi while Six Nations Elected Council assesses the damages to both buildings. During the July 8th General Council meeting, Six Nations Chief Sherry Lynn Hill provided an update on the situation.
As many of you know, Six Nations of the Grand River declared a community emergency on June 19th, 2025 due to flooding. The flooding triggered by severe rainfall has impacted 13 community buildings and many private homes. Key priorities are the Iroquois Lodge and Jay Silverheels Complex, where we aim to ensure that the residents can return home safely and promptly. I'm happy to report that most of the evacuated residents from the Iroquois Lodge and Jay Silverheels are adjusting quite well into their temporary care situation. Some are in Delhi and some are with family. The power of attorneys for each resident of these homes have been completed to ensure that the family members stay informed. Family members of the Iroquois Lodge can continue to call the lodge at 519-445-2224 for information.
During the July 11th Chief and Council radio show, another update was provided by Six Nations Elected Council's Emergency Information Officer Caitlin Clark. Clark spoke to how many community members remain evacuated and the number of community members who have reported damages to their private residence as a result of the flooding.
Sego everyone, this is Caitlin Court, the Emergency Information Officer, with an Emergency Operations Center update regarding the ongoing state of emergency affecting our community. We understand these times can be challenging and we want to provide you with the latest information about the remediation efforts taking place. As many of you know, our community is currently facing unprecedented challenges leading to the declaration of a state of emergency. Your safety and well-being remain our top priority and we want to ensure you have the latest information. Currently, over 60 clients of SNGR have been affected by the flooding and have been temporarily evacuated to various safe locations. 13 SNGR buildings were also affected and are currently being assessed and fixed with health and safety measures in place. So far, 36 community members have reached out to SNGR for support due to damage or assistance needed. We are doing our utmost to provide help through external funding and our SNGR programs. We also want to emphasize the importance of home insurance and making claims if needed. Please note that the deadline for calling Joe Martin or the crisis line for assistance is July 18th, 2025.
Chief Hill says council is in the final stage of its assessment and remediation efforts will begin soon.
Our Emergency Operations Center is prioritizing consistent communication and will provide updates on any developments as they arise. Six Nations of the Grand River is in the final stages of assessment and both groups will soon be going to the following steps, which is remediation.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.